Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is presented by Betano. The game starts now. Here are your hosts, Brent Wallace, Jason York, and Bobby Ryan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brent Wallace, Jason York, and Bobby Ryan joining me. It is presented, as always, by Betano. Go to betano.ca. Gentlemen, as you start your Monday, I see Yorkie, you spent a lovely weekend in Toronto, had some great steak. Mm-hmm. Bobby, on the other hand, had cotton candy.
I did. I had cotton candy and chicken tenders and fries with my guy. We had a little daddy Sunday yesterday, and originally we were supposed to take him to Monster Jam. There was a miscommunication with the ticket, so we had to completely wing the day, and it turned out being a good one. So the video of him carrying a human head-sized cotton candy out of there was pretty good.
How much does a human head size thing of cotton candy cost?
Like $18, like US dollars, so 25, 30 up there. I had no clue what I was getting into, but he's like, I really want the Spider-Man cotton candy, and they do it right in front of you. It's kind of like going to marble slab or whatever it is where they cook everything right in front of you, and it was a cool experience. But when they were like $18, pardon? So, I don't know. He was happy.
Let me guess, he didn't nap.
No. There was no nap. No. Actually, it's incredible when you see that 15-minute switch, isn't it? Like, as I dropped him off with the other, I was like, I'm out of here. Have a good day.
Yeah, parent hey Bobby, parent tip for you here too. When you go out, never get your kids red Gatorade. Hey, Wally, you hear this one? Red Gatorade makes your kids go nuts. There's something with the red dye, and they just spaz out.
Really?
And you combine that with the cotton candy, and they'll, you know, they're not going to sleep for days.
Excuse me.
Stay with her. Coming in hot for more parenting tips. Boys, it's been a busy weekend for the Sens. They had the skills competition, but before that, they had a little bit of an issue with the Seattle Kraken as they gave up 8 even-strength goals. And we made this, we had this debate about who should start the game, whether it should have been Forsberg coming off the shutout or Talbot, who hadn't played in 8 days. Well, they both played, so there's that. Forsberg got the start. He made 2 saves on 5 shots. That's a .400 save percentage, gentlemen. And then Cam Talbot, who took the loss, unfortunately, had a .737 save percentage. Okay, gentlemen. Bobby, I'm going to start with you. Would you, A, I know you would have started Forsberg, but at the end, was this the right call? And B, was goaltending the issue?
No, I mean, when you're giving up 8 even strength, goaltending is not the only issue. There's a lot of them that kind of compounded through that game. But I don't know. You cannot defend the .400 save average. There's just no way around it. so it'll be interesting to see, I guess, who they come back with or what the answers are going forward here. But it was just ugly. It was just an ugly night.
Crazy, eh? Eight. You ever play with Mike Salinger, Bobby? Mike Salinger, that's probably a trick question.
I haven't.
He's
Mike Salinger played with everybody.
He's played with everybody. Anytime I played with him on Anaheim, I played with him on Ottawa, I played with the minors. If we ever gave up 80, he'd always say, eight, skate, and donate. I still don't know what that means, but I don't know who. The only goals I didn't really like in that one, the first goal of the game, I didn't like that. It was a righty coming in on a strong side. That's probably want to save there. And then the fourth one, same thing. It was another one of those strong side shots, but I think that was one on Talbot, but yeah. I think you got to give the goaltenders a little bit of leeway here. They've been really good for a long time here.
Yeah.
They've won a lot of games. Yeah, they've been great. It's just an off night for both of them. And it was bound to happen. Ottawa's been on such a heater lately. They've been playing great. And you're going to have stinkers. To me, that's one. You grab that tape or DVD, whatever the guys are putting on right now, and you just throw it in the garbage. There's nothing good going to come from watching that game. A lot of guys didn't have good nights, and you just hope they have a bounce back against Nashville.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. Just get rid of – just flush. Again, we talked about that a couple shows ago. Just, you're going to drop a dud. Just flush it and go.
Yeah.
So, and we'll get to Tim Stützle's four-point night in a sec, but when you're in those games, like – how early can you tell that this is about to be a bad night, Yorkie?
Yorkie, you feel it quick. Huh?
That was bad because everything was going in. But the strange thing is, they got it to 3-3. Then it's 3-3, and you're like thinking, okay, we're not having a great one, but maybe we can squeak one out here. We got 3-3 here, and all of a sudden, oh shit, another goal goes in. And you can kind of tell, too, when your goalies aren't feeling it. The first guy gets pulled after, what was it, four or five shots. Talbot comes in, and then he lets in a shitty one. So it wasn't the goaltender's night. So I would think you're feeling it when you know your goalies don't have it. And I got to correct myself, too, because you brought it up, Wally. There was one bright spot. I know we'll talk about him later. Timmy Stützle, what a night he had, 4 points. But yeah, I can tell as a self myself when a player with my legs are crappy. I'm like, man, short shifts, not feeling the legs. Just keep things simple tonight. But to me, that was more of just a bad night for your two goalies. And the Senators have got a lot of breaks lately. A lot of things have gone their way.
Yeah.
And in that game, pretty well. Everything went against them except Timmy Stützle was feeling it again. Like, wow, what a role he's been on lately.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I know, Bobby, you love when I bring up plus minus, so I'm going to do it again. Alex DeBrincat and Shane Pinto were -5. Do you know how hard? So I looked it up. Like, there are, -1, -2, doesn't really mean much. Yeah, -5. So the team record, the franchise record is -6, held by Carlson, Yanni Laukkanen, and Darren Rumble. -5 is held by 8 other guys. You have to be, so you explain -5 to me. I think it's horrendous. You try to defend it.
I can't. I don't want to. But I'm going to tell the might be the best story in coming in hot history because I was in the game with Carl when he was a dash six. We're getting absolutely whacked out there to the point of like that you're never going to laugh, but you're like, holy hell, boys! Like, get off the ice, get that thing over the red line, get off the ice, and let the next guys deal with it. But Carl was racking them up, and after the first period, it was like 2 or 3, and then it was 3 or 4. I remember I went back to our lounge, and I always went back there to tape a stick to kind of get away from the room for 5 minutes. I would just tape my stick, reset. And Carl came back, and he's kind of prancing around, and he's not real mad. He's not. And I said, Carl, you can't win the tournament on the first day. you need to save some birdies. You need to save some birdies for the back nine on Sunday. And he just looked at me. He's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Every time I go on the ice, the puck's going in the net. It was incredible. I'll never forget it. But that's one of, I mean, -5, you can't defend. There's no, I have nothing to say about that, Wally, other than Maybe they had their guy on three of them.
The only thing I could say is when you're a winger, you can sometimes get a lot of shitty changes and some bad luck where the guy changes on the back check. You just step on the ice and you'll watch the puck go in your net. That can happen a couple times in a game when you're just going dash two right away on that. For Carlson, that's pretty good to go minus six in a game. That takes a lot of diligent hard work to go down. My record, I think I was dash four, but that almost goes to your question earlier, Wally. When you go and just nothing's going right, and all of a sudden you're minus four, minus five, and it's almost unexplainable. It's one of the great mysteries of the hockey world, but it is a really bad stat, especially. Yeah. And I will defend wingers, especially for wingers, because many times wingers have nothing to do and they're just they're like innocent bystanders at a crash site. They're watching. Oh shit. It's a bad feeling. It's a bad feeling because you're getting a minus because you're on the ice.
Yep.
This is perfect. So this is a couple of things. One, Yorkie, minus four is not your worst. It also minus, shows you didn't read the notes because I put in the board. You were a minus five.
I thought I said minus five.
You said four. November 2nd, 1996. You faced the Pittsburgh Penguins. So I was going to see if you remembered this game or not. Jaromir Jagr went 3 goals, 4 points. Ron Francis, 1 goal, 4 points. Peter Nedved, 2 goals, 3 points. A 7-3 Pittsburgh win. Do you remember being minus five against Ron Francis, Jaromir Jagr and company?
Was that with the Duckies? You said 96, right? November 96?
No. It's Ottawa. Ottawa, Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy. I think I remember that. I think that's when Jacques Martin came in between periods and hoofed me in the shin pads and told me to wake up. Basically, just came in front of the teams. Are you going to effing wake up? And then right in the shin pads, just drop kicks me in front of the team. Man, wow. I remember watching the tape of the guy on Carolina when he said he got shook by the coach. I got a shoulder shook really hard, and that was bullying. And I'm like, really? You thought you were bullied because the coach grabbed your shoulder a little hard and he shook it. Well, how about getting kicked right in the shin pad in front of the team and told you're awful?
Yeah.
Anyway, I deserved it.
A lot of what happened to you in your day would not fly these days, eh?
No.
Oh, my God. Even though, yeah, tough enough.
Yeah, nothing. You're no kidding.
No, no, Yorkie, we can't condone this.
Okay.
So
moving on.
By the way, Redden and Pitlick, plus one somehow in that game.
Where are they plus one?
It's just interesting. Luck. Yeah. Yeah. Alex Degg was minus four. I'm just curious if you remember.
Last thing I'll say on plus minus is defensemen can really, you can manipulate that stat because when the D changes after you make the breakout pass, unselfish D will change right away. Get off the ice, set your next guys up for success. Guys that care about plus minus, they'll skate up the ice, watch. Are they going to score? Oh, shit, they're not scoring. I got to change now. But if they score, they race back to the pile, go celebrate with the guys, get the number. Can see it up and get the number. See, I'm on the ice for this plus. Don't forget, back in the 90s, you have guys up in the bird's nest. They're at the 400. They're up there, and they're looking at plus minus, seeing the numbers. So a lot of guys were very strategic, as Bobby said, in making sure that good visibility so the guys up there can see the numbers. It was plus minus was a good arbitration stat, too, don't forget. So guys really cared about pluses, and especially D. Man, they could – the smart D know how to manipulate it, man.
Well, and Jacques, a lot of people may not remember this, had a staff of, I think, 8 statisticians in the press box. He was one of the guys that used to love to have statistics, and he would read them in between periods. Yeah. I believe he's a little bit ahead of his time somewhat when it came to statistics. He was all into that stuff. And good for him. He was a great teacher. But he delved into all those numbers.
Bob, you should have seen. So this team, early Ottawa days, we were a very average team, but we practiced the smallest little things. We had the ice times listed down every game, and if guys were over 45 seconds, you heard about it. If you didn't dump the puck in, it was either a soft chip or a hard rim. You heard about it. If you like, just little things like that. So that's why we won. Like, we beat the other teams at those little things because we had to, because we weren't very good. Like, we were just a young team. But
yeah, it is amazing. What go into detail can do, like, in games. If you just get the little details right, you can be in a lot of games, and then hopefully things go well. It's kind of where the Suns are now, because they can run and gun. They can, you know, they're not very good defensively, but if they pay a lot of attention to detail, they can be in a lot of games, and they got a great power play.
For sure.
Who, Bobby, was your most detail-oriented coach?
Guy Boucher. Like, you guys
easy answer.
Would you guys guess that?
I was going to say that, but I'm like, maybe Randy Carlisle. I don't know.
No, Randy was Randy gave you a lot of freedom. Guy gave you freedom from the, you know, the top of the circle down kind of thing. But when you were playing the system, you had to be detailed or else it didn't work. So we practiced it every day. I mean, it was crazy.
Wow. Yes, I do remember. Guy is very, like, Guy's locker room was something I'll never forget when he changed over the locker room. All of a sudden, three new whiteboards came in. He took out locker stalls to have these in. He had quotes around the top of the room. He installed four clocks. Like, couldn't you just turn around and look at one of the clocks? All of them were different times anyway. They were all off by like a minute. The one thing I remember, he sat all the players by their lines. I think that's how he started the year, if I'm not mistaken. Was that him?
Yeah, but then he realized that I don't think he can do that, you know, long term. But we started next to who we finished with, and then he got to a place where he started to know guys by their the next year anyway. He started to know guys by their personality. So, like, he understood that I wanted quiet when I was getting ready. So he put Pyatt next to me because the guy never said a word. And then he put me at the end. Yeah, so he started to figure out. He had an incredible pulse for the room. I will give him that.
Yeah. Okay. You liked him as a coach, right, Bobby? You liked him a lot, eh? As a coach,
I loved him. I loved him. I did.
Yeah. So your favorite coach?
I
think he got the best out of me at times. Yeah, I do.
I will say there's very few that played for him that complained about him. He had lots of intricacies and stuff, and very detail oriented. So some players who want to be freewheeling don't get involved in that and don't want to be part of that. But look what he was able to do with the success he had with the players, certain players he had. Like, I still think he deserves more credit than perhaps what he gets, because he was so, I'll say, would you call him regimented, Bobby?
Yeah. He was, and for himself, he was very militaristic in his approach, right? Like, he had to be a certain way every day to get through practice, to get through games. And it's, you know, his routine must have been exhausting. I don't know exactly what it was, but there's never a time when you're at the rink and the coach isn't, right? But he's always going, going, and he always looked like he'd been there for hours when you were wheeling in. So I appreciated that about him for sure. But he was also really, I mean, you guys talked about it. He never made a skate from, you know, mid-April when we started the playoffs the rest of the way. We never practiced. We never skated because rest was a weapon. But but he was like, no. He's like, my guys have it down. He's like, and why would I mess with a good thing? If it's got to be 36 hours between games, that's fine. They're doing things right.
Oh, God. I'll tell you, you just brought up a memory for me there, Bobby. Speaking of, like, practicing and resting. So Barry Trotz, right? Great reputation, won the Jack Adams. When I had him in Nashville, our practices were so easy. And we had this reputation of this hardworking, gritty team, first national team to make the playoffs. But we would go on for practice, and we'd have a standing bet after practice to come off, and we'd check to see sweat droplets on our Long Johns. And they're like, oh, it looks like a two beater today, guys. We got nothing going on today, boys. But we had I think he was a little bit ahead of his time because 82 games, you're pratsing all the time. So many teams before would just grind guys to the ground. You'd finish a game, the next day you'd come to the rink and you practice hard. You never got a chance to recover. But I would say Trotsky was, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, but he was ahead of his time because it was the same thing. We always had lots of gas left in the tank for games, but man, those were funny. I remember coming off the ice. Yep, nothing today, boys. Got no sweat going on here. We'd get back and laugh about it. But hey, it's true though. How many coaches have you had earlier on in your career where you're just you play, well, then you come to the rink the next day, you've lost weight, you still haven't recovered yet, and you're always exhausted.
I mean, you know, we arguably had one of the better lines in hockey with Getzlaf, Perry, and I out west. And we were playing, you know, anywhere between 20 to 24 minutes a night because we were a line and a half team, but we would come in the next day and it didn't matter how many minutes you played or how the game went. You were doing 3-on-3 down low, 3 drills in, and you're doing neutral zone and you're grinding and you're doing one-on-ones. And there's a good approach to that. But everybody wondered why we struggled later in the season. It's because, well, those three guys in particular, they're fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
Like pregame skates, Yorkie, were like 35 minutes, 40 minutes at times.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Especially Anaheim too, because the travel's the hardest. I know we both know what it's like there. You add an hour because you can't find Orange County. The ice conditions are terrible. So when you skate in the pond or whatever it's called, the Honda Center, you got to work twice as hard. And you're pratsing on that shit.
So true.
It is, eh? Like, is it not the worst? I don't know if it's any better now, but when I was there, that ice was so bad. Like, especially for skill guys, it was always bouncing. Just terrible.
Yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst in the league.
So, Yorkie, you didn't mind it?
not when you're last guy trying to keep a puck in and it's freaking bouncing at you and you're like forward bearing down on you. No, it's, you know what, I heard a rumor that when they built it, they didn't put in the proper ice compressor. They didn't, and compression machine, they didn't put it off. They finally fixed it, but there's just something with that arena that makes it was too late, right? Yeah, it's just, it's never going to be good.
No,
interesting you said when we played in the cup final there in 07, I walked the concourse and it's all marble, right? And they said it's was so much money left over in the budget, they were able to marble the whole first concourse level. So maybe they should have put it in the compressor.
Yeah, right, instead of the marble floors.
Maybe that's why. All right, I'm way behind. So first and foremost, this show is always brought to you by Betano. Go to betano.ca or download the app. Get a 100% welcome bonus up to $500. They are fully licensed in Ontario and are starting to become the industry standard. Their odds are fantastic. We will get to Yorkie's lock of the day a bit later in the show. Of course, he's 4-0, so we'll see if that continues. Bobby sitting at 3-1, so he's way behind.
It's a big one coming up.
This show loosely being held together today because we're 26 minutes in and I don't even think we've even started half of it. Renfrew Pro, go to renfrewpro.com. It became story time. Renfrew Pro is the industry standard when it comes to pro hockey tape. They are the inventors of shin pad tape, as it is, Polyflex. Pick them up at all major retailers. That includes Canadian Tire, Pro Hockey Life, Sport Check, and Source for Sports. Renfrew Pro. Go to renfrewpro.com or also follow them on Instagram at Renfrew Pro. They give away lots of stuff all the time. So follow them for sure. Okay.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay. As we said, Tim Stützle, which seemed like a lifetime ago now, had a four-point game. The guy's on fire. Seven-game point streak. I think it's 12 points now that he has collected. He's got now 28 multi-point games in his career. He just passed one Jason York for 36th all-time on the Sens scoring list. 120. Yeah, tough day for Yorkie. 126 points for Tim Stützle. And he becomes the youngest ever Ottawa Senator to reach the 50-goal mark. Of course, he did 50, 51, and 52. Only guy under 21 years of age. So he's still got time to add to that before his birthday, which is in like 5 days, I think it is. I know we've talked about Tim Stützle in the past, but I guess, Bobby, as a scoring star, what do you see with Tim's game? And does he, like, would you say he's the best player on the Ottawa Senators right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that much is close. I told you guys what I thought about him when I played him live. How much better he was than what I thought I knew from watching on TV. He's an incredible player, incredible talent. I like that he can score a lot of different ways. He can shoot, but he can find his ways into those tight areas around the net. Not afraid to bang away at rebounds, which is, you know, Yorkie can tell you that's where guys get their cookies, right? If you can score a variety of ways, mm-hmm. but you can get into the paint and not only get into the paint, but make a stick handle in the paint, elevate the puck. Like, he can do all of these things. So to answer your question, yes, he is. I think he is. And I mean, this has to be a tough day for Yorkie, because I didn't open the Nerd Report Yorkie till this morning to find out that you moved out to 37. But I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, tough day. He just friggin' crapped on me on the way by, and he's not stopping for a long time. We've been talking about Stützle from day one. I'm not surprised. I know Bobby's not surprised. I was trying to think, though, of a player right now in the league who he kind of reminds me, and I'm going to pick a guy. He's a different shot, but you watch Matthew Barzal play in Long Island. Mm-hmm. Just the way how easily Barzal gets the puck, and I call him like an auto zone entry. And people have no idea, because when you watch Stützle play, you're like, oh, you just take it. He's got the puck. He's skating. All of a sudden, he's in the zone, and all of a sudden, he's got a scoring chance. That is so hard to do at that level. I think anybody that ever has an opportunity to go sit down ice level instead of being up higher would be absolutely shocked at how fast things happen on the ice. So, yeah. For me, Stützle's game, it's all about skating and edge work. I think I caught one of DJ's press conferences the other night, and I think DJ's been listening to the show, because he described, just joking, he described Stützle exactly how we always talk about him. It's edge work, it's skating, and he's at a different level. He's at a different level than 99% of the guys out there. I agree with Bobby. I think he's Ottawa's clear-cut most talented player, although I put Shabbat in the conversation as well because of Shabbat's skating and talent. But Brady's the heartbeat. Brady's the pulse. When they do get to the playoffs, when that is going to be, you're really going to see Brady Tkachuk in a whole different level, man, in a best of seven. I can't wait for that. But Stützle, for me, no question, most talented, most gifted, and most fun guy to watch, too. Like, how many guys do you say, I would pay money to watch that guy play? Stützle's on that list for me. He's just, He does things other guys can't, and that's really for me what pro sports is all about. I want to go watch someone that's going to entertain me, and Stützle, for the most times, is that guy.
Yeah, great answer. I would pay money to watch him play. Great answer. And you know,
good answer. Good answer. Sounds like Fayetteville Family Feud.
Hey, time constraints. Let's go.
Fair enough. By the way, Tim Stützle has scored all those points. The 7-game point streak, 8 goals, 4 assists, 12 points, all since he's returned from that, which looked to be a serious shoulder injury. He only missed, I think it was 4 games, and back in the lineup. All right. As we move on to the Send Skills competition, brought to you by Montana's, when it comes to skills, they can cook up a mean steak. Now, they don't always do it properly, but because I'm just joking about always cooking them well done. Go to Montana's, as Bobby says. Monday is what, Bobby? Do you remember?
Monday
is, you just put me on the spot, and now I'm drawing a blank.
Half price wing night.
Oh, yeah, it's wing night. Yeah. You know what? I'm up in Canada in about 10 days, and I'm not there on a Monday, which is a shame.
Well, I'm hoping you can afford the full price wings, but if not, I can probably splurge for the other half for you.
I have no problem walking. Hey, I got no shame. I will walk in there with a gift card.
Oh, me too. Gift cards are the best.
Absolutely.
Anyway, as we're starting to get back out in going out for the games and stuff, whatnot, Montana's is the place to go. They have a location in Kanata Centrum, not far from the rink. If you're going there tonight for the Nashville game, go to Montana's, try the half price wings. Okay. So I know that Bobby, you perhaps were busy yesterday with all the cotton candy. I'm going to give you some questions and see if you can know. Do you know who won fastest skater yesterday for the Send Skills competition?
I do. It's Kastelic.
Are you so? All right, we'll get to that. Oh wow! So you've been on Twitter. Hardest shot.
No idea.
Perfect.
I was being honest with you guys. I just happened to see a tweet and I saw Kastelic won the fastest skater. That's it. I had zero interest in participating in the skills competition, let alone watching one.
So, who do you think was the hardest shot on the team?
Hamannik?
Okay. That is wrong, but I will show you in a second because we've got a fancy board. And who do you think was most accurate shooter?
I'll go with Batherson.
Okay. So you're wrong. Which always makes me happy sometimes. It's all right, Alex, we can show the board. The most accurate shooter is your buddy, Josh Norris. Hardest shot.
Wait,
Drake Batherson.
Yeah, that one's surprising.
Yeah,
that's surprising.
You know what?
And not to take anything away from Mark Kastelic.
To do with that first one, because I didn't know Norris competed. I figured he was out with the shoulder injury still, so you kind of let, you know, you steered the witness there, pal.
Listen, if you can't check on Twitter, that's not, I just give you the notes.
Okay, fair enough. I gotta be more diligent. Yorkie, I gotta be more diligent, man.
Yeah, check the notes, check the game. You know, this day, though, Wally, we were talking about this before we came on. A lot of times it's the most obscure guys. I liked Bobby's answer with Hamannik because it's usually a D-man that takes a low slapper. Because you figured out if you keep your shot low in the hardest shot, it usually registers higher for miles per hour. And then you never know. Remember Colin Greening that one year? Greening was fastest skater, hardest shot. Like, why isn't this guy scoring 40 goals a year? Well, because it's a skills contest. It's a little different when you put 10 guys on the ice. But there's
Jarrett Cowan. Well, I also think Jarrett Cowan getting downhill for a 105. So you're just like, yeah, but I played with him.
Exactly. Like, there's a few of those guys. Freddie Claesson. And I find one. Who's the defenseman? You would have had him, Czech defenseman, Bobby, that won fastest skater one year. He was, oh God, Ivan Chernik's cousin.
Oh God.
Slovak defenseman.
Oh.
I'll have to look him up.
Jaros. Christian
sure.
Jaros.
Jaros. Christian Jaros. Fastest skater. I was like, what? Mark Kastelic won mostly because Tim Stützle was flying around the net. I think he's going too fast. Ends up having to spin and turn around. And so Kastelic gets the win. But good for Mark Kastelic. He's had great training off season. He's put the work in. But you always see, like, it's never the veterans, like Claude Giroux, no. any of those guys who you know that pretty good at shooting at targets. They're not there for that. They want the kids on the bench, and they just want to sit and do nothing.
Nothing. Like, and also
– nothing. Bobby never to
– Yeah.
They draft oh, it's a draft now. And they come over, and they're like, yeah, they're like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I'm going to sit there, and my back's going to hurt by the end of it. But I'm going to hold my kid, and I'm going to pop out there for four shots, and we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, the most popular position the older guys want is, see on that video right now, you'll say, I'll be the passer there. I'll pass out the biscuits there for accuracy shooting, and then you'll call a day, right. You'll go get your kids, sit on the bench, enjoy it. Last thing you want to do is faster skater, because you're going to either wipe out or you're going to blow a groin. Like, that's the one. Yeah, there's not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance. Claude Giroux, Holden, or any of those guys are going near that one. It's, oh, my.
There's nothing. Young guys.
You always laugh at the guys that have to do it because they have to go through their warm up like beforehand because you can't go out there cold and do it, and you're just sitting there. Oh. I was always just sitting there having a chew, waiting to get out there. Like, yeah, you guys do that.
You won accuracy once or twice, no, Bobby?
I won that a few times. Yeah, maybe more than once or twice. I think I had a good running. I remember Clark McCarthy and I went like three or four rounds after the fact because they put one target up and we both went one for one. We had fun.
He beat you.
He did. Yeah, he beat me on that one.
Anyway,
how do you know that, by the way? Fans, how do you know that? You got a log of
how do I know that?
Of all the stat of all the
I what? Used to keep What's the notes. Yeah. And so,
oh my God.
The nerd report?
That printer must be hurting. Yeah.
I've just gone through my third one this year. That year, Freddie Claesson registered 106.9, and Mike Hoffman was the fastest skater in that particular year.
That one doesn't shock. So,
anyway, moving on. Yeah. Which I don't believe they're dialed in, right? Because Jared Cowan, if I'm not mistaken, Bobby, you brought him up. I think he hit 113 one year. Like, it was just a stupid number. And we're like,
I remember that too, but yeah, no thanks.
Talking about skills contests is like talking about someone's fantasy football team or the time you got beat in poker. It's just...
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Rock of the week. I gotta hear it because I've been thinking.
We're
about
off to the next. Yeah. So, okay. Before we get there, on to our next sponsor read. BEI, by the way, Bonisher Excavating. I don't know why they put up with it sometimes. Go to BEI or BonisherExcavating.com. They are heavy civil engineers. Also, all your aggregate needs in the Ottawa Valley. They look after you. So just give them a call, 613-432-1120, BonisherExcavating.com, BEI, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. Now, on to the lock of the day, brought to you by Betano, betano.ca. They, by the way, great odds. Guys, I'm going to admit, I took the bet on the Team Canada gold medal game for the Czechs only because it would have had a big payout. But I didn't make the.
You did.
I lost.
You didn't listen. You didn't listen.
No problem.
$20. $20 was a $130 payout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
What if the goalie had an off day?
Yeah.
He almost got it. Almost didn't get enough though.
Anyway, I was hoping slightly at the end that there would be an overtime win by the Czechs. Okay. So the lock of the day as Ottawa hosts Nashville tonight. Nashville, by the way. Just on the outside looking in for their playoff spot, Ottawa still sits 7 points back.
Yeah.
Nashville on the road right now is on fire. 3 wins in a row, 4-0-1 their last five, 4-1-3 in their last 8 road games. By the way, Brady Tkachuk will tie Danny Heatley for the most games played at 30th on the franchise list at 317. I'll let Yorkie go first since you're in the lead. It's like being able to tee off at the next tee box first. So who do you take? Nashville, obviously, is the odds-on favorite to win this game.
Are they the odds? Really? I'm surprised Ottawa at home is not the favorite here. But we're just picking straight up winner, right? Yeah,
you can, yeah. You don't have to pick the odds.
Okay. If I think about bouncing back, Ottawa's been playing some great hockey. You throw out that last game. But I'm going to go with my gut here, as they say in that commercial right now. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to take Nashville, guys. I just think we talked about this details. Nashville's a very detail-oriented team. They never beat themselves. They've been good on the road. I think it's going to be close.
Ottawa's the favorite. Ottawa's the favorite. I apologize.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But I'm going to take Nashville on this one. I just think their goaltending's been great. They've been good on the road. It's a big game for them. And I think they're going to, think Nashville's going to squeeze out a tight one here. So going to put the streak on the line and go with the Predators.
I like it. I like where your head's at. I'm going to go the other way only because I happened to see these two teams play last time and it might've been the worst hockey game I've watched in a long time. I wished I was anywhere else after about 5 minutes. I was like, it cost me $1,000. Great. But I'm going to go with the home team. Because I think there's going to be a bounce back after giving up 80 even strength goals. I'm basing everything off of that. And I hope I'm right because I got to pull in the tie for first here.
I'm not feeling good. Yeah. I'm not feeling super confident about my pick, but I got one of those, you know what? It's one of those bad gambler feelings. Cause when you go with instincts and feelings, you usually lose, but I'm going to stick with it.
Nashville lost 3-2 on December the 10th in Nashville as Ottawa came away with that victory. I think it's a Nashville win. And I don't even know who you start in goal. I'm going to guess it's Cam Talbot gets the starting goal, obviously.
Yeah.
But I would think. I think it's a Nashville. I just think they're playing too well. They're hungry for that playoff spot. And Ottawa, I'm not sure, is able to bounce back right now. Like what? So, all right, Bobby, you're in
the
room.
But
you've just lost a tough game in front of your fans. You gave up 8 goals. What is said in the room, or if anything, going into the next game?
I'm trying to relate to what DJ would be saying. But my guess is that he said a lot about what York and I said. We're flushing. Tomorrow's a really bad day to have this game be in front of with send skills. But let's enjoy ourselves today. Park this one, and then we're gonna come ready for pregame skate. My guess is pregame skate is gonna be a little more upbeat this morning. He's gonna show some video, but at this point you don't want to think back that way. So he's gonna show Nashville and he's gonna show some good things and some positives and pull from there and say, let's turn the page here. Let's turn the page and let's have a night. Let's get back on the horse.
Yeah, I agree. DJ's a positive guy, and I would think he's got to be really happy with. Like, just think about the start. The start was so bad. He has a real good thing going. The team was playing well. Power play. The goaltending was great. And all of a sudden, you got a bump in the road. He's not even going to be concerned with it. He's going to go all positive. He's going to do a short and sweet video session of the mistakes that were made. They probably already did that, and they've already moved on. So it's so much of this game's in your head, Wally. He wants to just keep those positive memories that these guys have had going for the last, whatever it's been, 3 weeks. And build off that. You don't want to go negative. Yep. So it's all positive. They move forward. Yep. That's how you got to do it. Any coach that's going negative after that, I would be shocked.
I agree.
Bobby, by the way, next time I would like you to do it in a DJ Smith voice. If you're going to say what DJ is going to do, I want to see if you can copycat.
Can you do the DJ voice?
I, I don't think I can. Give me a week and I'm going to nail it though.
That's your assignment.
I'll be ready.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But players,
it'll be nice, yeah. Wally, to do a little bit of work because I can't just continuously keep coming back to be the good looking third.
Yeah, well, I guess that's fair. Yeah, God love you just for helping bring the look of the show up.
Well, you're the only guy that's good. You got a hairdresser in that house of yours. You're the only guy that comes on with perfect hair every time. It's just like, it doesn't move. It's like a sculpture.
It's,
look at that.
Yeah. I got out of bed at 7:51.
Which means it's 9 minutes before we record the show. I don't spend a lot of time on it, as you can tell, but I was able to quickly shower and get ready for the show. I just want to look presentable for you guys, because when you're the least best looking guy on the show, you got to try and do what you can.
Yeah, no, that's fair. The bottom 33% has to grind.
That's why I put together the notes. I just try to come up with my way to be productive for the show.
Love it.
Nice.
Keep it rolling.
We have a show tomorrow. I want to see what's going to happen. Oh, the last question I have, sorry, Yorkie, is I meant if you put up that kind of game, and in particular, perhaps if you're Alex DeBrincat or Shane Pinto, that was -5 or whatever. Is there, do you get much of a leash when it comes to the next game, or do you have to perform?
If you're DeBrincat or Pinto?
Basically anybody, but maybe specifically for those guys who had arguably one of the worst defensive outputs they've had as players.
Well, if you're a guy that was just called up, and you played your first game, you're not getting a long leash. But if you're Pinto, who's the second line center, and you're DeBrincat, who you're trying to wine and dine so he consider staying here, you got a long leash. Yeah. You're not getting benched. Don't worry Fair about enough. It. Hey, and you've played both those guys.
Yeah. Hey, both those guys could have caught him. McGregor walked in this morning, and it would have been just fine. There's no care in the world.
The dressing room is no different than the office. There's certain people that can get away with more, and it's just the way it is. It's the way the NHL is now too. It's the players have so much power. They make so much money. It doesn't work anymore. And I'm not saying DJ's an easy coach or it is, but it's the being hard on guys and whipping guys to do what you want doesn't work anymore. So, anyways, that's just the way it is. It's everybody knows that. I'm not saying anything that's not surprising here.
Yeah. Fair enough. Gentlemen, we have a live show for you on Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Ian Mendez is going to stop by and join us. So I'll be the fourth best looking guy on that show. But I will do what I can to help. Anyway, have a great Monday.
It,
we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. See you, boys.
See you, guys. Fellas. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.